Good morning and Merry Christmas. The storm system that's been affecting our weather with rain, drizzle, fog, and mild temperatures over the last few days continues to track into southern Canada. Its associated cold front will sweep through the region this morning from west to east, bringing changes toward drier weather, windy conditions, and also eventually cooler temperatures. Still, we're left with some rain showers this morning, maybe even a thunderstorm associated with the front as it swings on by. The winds will gust over 30 and even up to 40 miles per hour behind the front out of the west, starting that drying trend. So we'll have increasing sunshine on this Christmas Day from west to east, and temperatures will hold steady in the 40s and lower 50s for a while before sliding back through the 40s and even into the 30s in some cases by the end of the day. High pressure will build in, keeping it breezy tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the lower 30s. That same high pressure center will dominate the weather into tomorrow, bringing us mostly sunny skies with highs back into the middle 40s. A few more clouds on Saturday, as a southwesterly wind out behind that high-pressure center develops, and temperatures will be in the middle 40s again. A weaker disturbance will slide through the Great Lakes and into the region on Sunday. This system will be relatively moisture-starved. Nonetheless, it'll have mostly cloudy skies along with it and the chance of rain showers with highs in the lower 40s. Behind this system, seasonably colder air will move in to start next week. Skies will be partly sunny on Monday, with high pressure building back into the region and highs in the mid-30s, and partly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs staying in the middle to upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that storm system over the northern Rockies will move eastward toward the high plains today. The system will produce snow over parts of the Great Basin, the Rockies, and high plains. Some of the snow will be heavy, with hazardous travel conditions. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for a large part of the Intermountain region. Most of southern Idaho will pick up 6 to 12 inches of snow. Southward to Salt Lake City, 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected, while 10 to 20 inches of snow will be common across the Wasatch. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and rain and fog, 34 degrees, with the west wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 39 below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Vero Beach, Florida, to a low of 17 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and windy with highs in the 50s, Boston increasing sun and windy with temperatures falling through the 50s and 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with highs near 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 49 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 43, that's 17 degrees above normal. 0.9 of an inch of precipitation yesterday. For the month now, 4.75 inches, which is 2.42 inches of precipitation above normal, and 39.08 inches of precipitation for the season, which is 0.33 of an inch above normal. 12.2 inches of snow for the month and 24.5 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 66 set in 1889, and the record low 22 below zero in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few morning showers, then increasing sunshine today, windy, with temperatures holding in the 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, with morning showers, then increasing sunshine today, windy, with temperatures falling into the 40s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A few morning showers, then increasing sunshine today. Windy, with temperatures falling through the 40s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with morning showers, then increasing sunshine today. Windy, with temperatures falling into the 40s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A few morning showers, then increasing sunshine today, windy, with temperatures falling through the 40s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-40s, partly sunny in the mid-40s Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of shower Sunday in the lower 40s. Partly sunny Monday back into the mid-30s. Upper 20s with partly sunny skies on Tuesday. And partly sunny Wednesday with highs in the mid-20s. Have a very Merry Christmas. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.